وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا فواز أبو طلحة. Okay, my dear brother, I will answer your question inshallah in general. I cannot go by A, B, C, D, حفظك الله, but I will talk to you in general. But I would like to give you a small story before I answer you, which I'm not going to do the same with you, but to make you understand and something in my heart. One day, أخي بارك الله فيك, I ask, I was very young, and I start to memorize this surah, like you said, Surah Al-Mu'min than others. So I always pass by Malikat Aymanukum, Aymanukum, Aymanukum. So I decide to go and I ask the Shaykh, I ask one of the knowledgeable people there that I know. And he used to teach me Quran, and I used to learn with him, and I know he's a knowledgeable. I was very young at that time. So I went to him and I said to him, you know, Malakat Aymanukum, Malakat Aymanukum, I want to know what is Malakat Aymanukum and what is it about and how we can get Malakat Aymanukum. At that time, I'm not even pubert, I think. But, you know, out of curious. So he looked to me like that, gave me that look, and he said to me, my son, promise you, when we have it, I will explain to you in details. He said to me, when we have it, I will explain to you in details. Now go and memorize Kitab Allah. So the moral of this story, my dear brother, this speech really affected me a lot and made me realize that it's nice and beautiful for you to learn about your religion in general, but I advise you to be more interested and more eager about things really matter you and could benefit you more in your religion. You understand? One by one. Then when you finish all the important things that you need to know it in, you, which you faced always in the Quran, then you can come to these things. Because it's less important, even though it's important, but less. Because you have other priorities. You understand? So I'm delivering to you this story to make you understand, really, it's true. And the Quran have lots of things you need to know about it more than other rules, even though all is important. In the end, Akhi, I'm giving you this because, Akhi, we need to tarbiyah each other. Allah barik. Okay, Malakat Aymanukum, Malakat Aymanukum, ya Akhi. As you know, the jinns, the gender of women is much, much, much more than the gender of men. You understand? So, like how Allah legalized for us, for the male to have a polygamy out of lots of reason. One of it is to fulfill the rights of lots of women in the community. You understand? And he legalized also for us to have Malakatul Yameen. Malakatul Yameen, it's a woman that she, her origin was a disbeliever. Origin was with the people who they disagree with our religion, not just that. It was with the people who they fight against our religion. So she used to be like that. This is her asl. You understand? Then after the Muslims, their success, they own Malakatul Yameen. Malakatul Yameen, they own this kind of women, because those women normally they don't fight and they don't support directly the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. So the Islam make it allowed for us not to kill them, to keep them. You understand? Like the men who they fight against our religion. You understand? So we keep them as Malakat Yameen. Malakat Yameen is in a position that she is like your wife in everything except the big commitment that you have with your wife. Obligate on you to take care of her, to feed her, to give her her needs, but doesn't need to be 100% equal with your wife. Only that means the equalness is not exist. Otherwise, she have complete rights on you like others, but not obligate on you to give her the same house of your wife, the same income of your wife, the same clothes of your wife. No, but when you have a wife, or when that woman herself been upgraded to be a wife, at that situation, you need to what? Your commitment will be much stronger and much more to make it equal in between them. Otherwise, you cannot have Malakat Yameen. For example, you keep her there in the street whenever you pass by her, you take her. Whenever you don't, you drop her there. This is not Malakat Yameen, akhi. You understand? So there is no legal prostitution in Islam. That does not exist. It's a commitment, obligate only to take care of her and to be her wali 100%. You understand? Same thing regarding disconnect. The relationship of Malakat Yamin is not the same how we disconnect with the relationship with the wife. The wife divorce, have iddah, have right. The wife, no. There's no divorce. There is what? Finishing and terminating this kind of contract between you and her, the contract of Malakat Yamin, and she doesn't have iddah 3 months, only one. Then after that, finish. Less commitment, but half commitment, yes, absolutely. Half rice, yes, absolutely. And in details, inshallah, when you read the books of fiqh, you can find more details. Malakat Yamin for how long? Can be forever. If she gives you one child, man, woman, boy or girl, the her child will release her, 100%. She's going to be free. You understand? So you must understand, it's just matter of time only. Barakallahu fiqh.